Welcome. It is so good to be together as one family, one body in Christ. I am so glad to see each and every one of you, to welcome you back after a week of your doing the work of your faith out in the world, and now returning to one another for community, for encouragement, and for care. Please let us know that you are here by signing the green pad in your pew, clicking the link in the chat, or following the QR code that is in your bulletin. After you've done that, don't forget that if you have something you'd like for us to hold together with you in prayer, we have prayer cards in your pew that you can fill out and that the children will collect during children's time. They'll also be collecting your donations for the food bank at that time. And I want to remind you that even though we do not pass the offering plates, we do see giving and generosity as an important part of how we live out our faith, of how we keep our priorities straight. So if you have an offering with you this morning, there's a table with a slot in it in the back where you can place it, or you can give online through the church website. Next week at 9 a.m., we will meet in the fellowship hall and on Zoom for our January church forum. This is a time where we will hear the reports of our ministry teams and when we will vote on our 2024 budget. We will send the budget out ahead of time so that you can see it before we get there, so that you can think about it and pray over it. Now, I know that there are many people who don't exactly love church meetings or who wouldn't admit in public that they do. But a few weeks ago, we gathered for a meeting about some of our finances. And people had a great time. They were encouraged by the opportunity to work together, to problem solve, to talk, to drink coffee, and eat sweet breakfast treats. Many people reflected to us that it was a wonderful and encouraging time. And we're going to do all those same things together again at 9 a.m. next week. So come, we'll even be doing the eating again. Everyone who feels a part of this community has a voice and a place in that meeting. Members will vote, but we hope that all of you will be part of discerning where God is calling us to be in 2024. Now, I hope that you heard me say we will eat, because we will, but we also need a bit of help making that happen. We could use some folks who are willing to make some food, both for the forum meeting and for our upcoming all-church retreat. There's a sign-up sheet in the Friday Flash, or there's a link to it appearing in your chat on Zoom right now. You can bake, or you can cook, you can help with cleanup. All of these things are necessary, and many hands make light work. Tonight at 6 p.m., we hope you will come back and join us for our Tze service. This contemplative service uses scripture, prayer, silence, and simple repetitive songs to invite our listening, our awareness, our stillness. It is a very informal service, but quite beautiful, and we hope you'll join us. We are beginning a new worship series this morning called Love the Lord Your God. You may remember several months ago that our stewardship series was based on a book called Beyond the Offering Plate, and that it invited us to think about how we steward lots of different parts of our lives. The essays in the book challenged many of us to think in new ways. And we didn't quite get to all of those essays in the fall, so we brought back three for right now. Stewarding our hearts, which in Hebrew understanding would have been closer to our minds, our spirits or souls, and our might, our physical bodies. Throughout scripture, we hear these three realities, heart, soul, and strength, in reference to how we are to love God, which is what inspired Ben and I's title for this worship series, Love the Lord Your God. And today, we reflect on what it means to love God with your body, with your physical reality. Your body is here. Open it to the music of the prelude and to the love that surrounds us.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Lauren and Donna. Friends, we want to call our full selves into worship, including the fullness of our bodies. Often we think about our bodies either too little or too much. We ignore pain, sickness, weariness so that we can keep pushing and keep going, or we obsess over our bodies and our looks or our size or what is hurting us. We get self-conscious and we judge ourselves even more than those around us judge us. And so this call to worship is an invitation to lovingly embrace your physical reality right now, just as it is, to remember the wonder and beauty of your body. Let's begin by sitting up straight where you are. Close your eyes if that is helpful to you, and take some time to be aware of your body. Are there places where you are stiff? Places where you are in pain? Places where you are carrying stress? Breathe in deeply and out. And begin to relax. Choose to relax. Relax your shoulders. Let them fall away from your ears. Relax your jaw. Notice, is your tongue up against the roof of your mouth? Let that relax too. Keep breathing and place your right hand onto your heart. See if you can feel it beating. What a cool thing your heart is. Now place your left hand onto your belly. And see if you can breathe in a way that makes your left hand rise up. Fill your entire belly with air. See if you can slow your breath down. Breathe in 2, 3, 4. Hold it, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Try it again on your own. Breathe in for 4, hold it for 4, breathe out for 7. Now begin to nod your head yes. And no. Oh, that feels good. Draw circles with your nose in one direction. And then in the other direction. Give thanks for those muscles that are moving and stretching in coordination. Now, on your next breath in, I want you to stretch your arms as high up in the air as you can. And on an exhale, bring them back down. Make sure your feet are pressing firmly into the earth. And place your hands onto your thighs or onto the pew in front of you and push yourself up to standing. Now, if that's not possible for you right now, you may stay seated and move and stretch your arms and legs in ways that are helpful to you or that are life-giving to you. Take a moment to get here, to get all the way standing. You can work those smile muscles if you want, or roll your shoulders. Now that we are here, we're going to take one more big final breath all the way in as we reach up, stretching high. You can go up onto your toes if you would like. Try to feel the stretch all the way up from your fingers down to your toes, and give thanks that you are alive, and you can feel it in your body. Breathe out to release. Bring your hands together. Fold them as if you are praying. Keep your eyes open and aware that there are all of these imperfect and beautiful bodies surrounding you. Breathe in love. Breathe out distraction. And do your best to keep this attentiveness and awareness going as we use breath and mouths and eyes and ears and full bodies to sing together. Our first scripture reading is often called the Shema, because that is the Hebrew word for hear or listen. These two verses are a prayer that would have been recited aloud every day, in the morning and in the evening, by ancient Hebrews. And it is recited daily by many Jews, even today. The intent of that repetition is to let it truly sink in to us, to become part of us and impact all that we do. So let's speak and hear these words together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
It's time for the younger among us to join me up front. If you have prayer cards or donations for the food pantry, hold them up and the kids will bring them as they come. You guys can sit on the steps. You can sit down there. It's peanut butter week.
Hey,
you go on that side of Sally. Guys, I am so glad you're here. Good morning. It's good to see you all. Now, listen, I want you to do something for me, okay? I want you to hold out your hands like this, okay? And just look at them. There's an old saying that says, I know that like the back of my hand. Any of you ever hear that one before?
Yeah.
I know that like the back of my hand. It's supposed to mean that you know something really well, like you know your own hands. Except here's the thing. How often do we look at our own hands? Yeah, right. I'm looking at my hands this morning, and they're a little dry from all this cold weather. You can see some dry skin. My fingers are a little bent. They've always been that way, just kind of a quirk. I got a scar here from where I was cooking with some hot oil about 20 years ago. It's still there. Oh, yeah. You've got some marker. You've got a scar from cutting yourself. Oh, that happens, yeah. Oh, and you've got those? Yeah. Now here's what I want you to do. I want you to flip your hands over. Flip your hands over and look at the palms of your hands.
More marker.
What do you see? More marker. Yeah, you guys were making cards in Sunday school this morning, huh?
A little bit of like...
We've each got these beautiful, unique patterns. If you look close on your fingers, these swirls and whirls on your fingertips. And it's not just there. You have these unique patterns on the palms of our hands, all these crisscrossing lines where the skin folds when we make a fist and stretches when we open our hands. Yeah. I've got another scar here, and I've got this place where an extra wrinkle where it bends when my hand folds in. Now, you've got dry elbows. Yeah. Now, we've got some doctors and biologists in the room. How many bones are in each hand? It's been a long time since anatomy class, huh?
10 billion quadrillion.
What's the guess? We Googled that. Right. 27. Did you know your hand, each hand has 27 different bones? That's right, 54. Wait, get this. Each hand has 34 different muscles in it.
That's 68.
And it gets even better. each hand has more than 100 ligaments and tendons, the little like rubber bands that hold everything together. And all of those are connected to blood vessels that feed them with nutrients to keep them alive. And they're all connected to nerves so that you can sense what you touch, heat and cold, rough and smooth. They let you grip something hard or hold on to something delicate. They give you the dexterity to do a Rubik's Cube or whatever your fingers do. That's right. Our hands are amazing. And they're just a small part of our incredible bodies. Now get this. In just a minute, Cece is going to read the Bible story for us. And in the Bible story that she's going to read for us, it talks about our bodies. And it gives this beautiful image of God shaping us out of clay. Shaping us out of the very dust of the earth and carefully forming our bodies and then breathing life into us. Like you might blow on a spark. Ever? Like you might blow on a spark to kindle it into a flame. Now listen up. I don't know whether it actually happened exactly like that or if the Bible is using that as a beautiful picture to help us see and understand. But either way, I think the message is clear. Yes. Your body was created by God with love. Your body is a gift from God. So love your body. Take good care of it. Because it is amazing and good. Would you guys pray with me? You can repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for our amazing bodies.
Thank you for our amazing bodies.
Help us to take good care of them.
Help us to take good care of them.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, before you go back, I've got some clay here. For you to take back to the, you can each take one back with you to your seats so you can remember. You can use it to shape your own wonderful creations. Yeah.
Did you get these from life? Does that mean the devil can
breathe? No, I don't know. That's something to think about, isn't it? Here, now, but before you start, when you go back to your seats, be sure to listen up to Cece as she reads our story.
There you go.
This is a reading from Genesis 2. This is the account of the heavens and earth when they were created. On the day the Lord God made earth and sky before any wild plants appeared on earth and before any field crops grew, because the Lord God hadn't yet sent rain on the earth and there was still no human being to farm the fertile land. Though a stream rose from the earth and watered all of the fertile land, the Lord God formed the human from the topmost soil and blew life's breath into its nostrils. The human came to life. The Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east and put there the human God had formed.
As we continue in prayer together, I invite you to move your body into a posture of prayer, whatever that means for you. Perhaps it is head bowed and eyes closed. Maybe it is hands folded, or perhaps hands open, ready to receive. It could even be kneeling if you are really brave. But risk moving your body in a way that might help you be more open and more aware. And don't forget to breathe. Breathe in and out. Breathe with us, God. In and out. Breathe on us, God, and in us. In and out. We need you to feel as close as our breath, as necessary to our living as our lungs, Lord. Hear our prayers for one another, for our siblings in this body and family of faith. We pray for Eddie as he recovers from surgery on his hand. We hope alongside him for a decrease in pain and an increase in mobility. We pray for Rena and for Quinera, Rena who is still healing after a fall, and Quinera who has been ill for months and has an MRI this week. Quinera is also facing the possibility of having to repeat the 11th grade from having missed because of her illness, and she would have to do that without her friends. May both of them find a clear path forward toward health and wholeness. We pray for Matt's brother, Andrew, and his family, for Andrew's wife, Jen, and son, Bowen, who are being treated for heart problems. May those go well and bring full healing for them both. We pray for Kim's mom, who had knee replacement last week. May she be able to engage in the PT required for healing in a meaningful way. We also pray for Kim, who has her own surgical procedure coming up next week to kill off some tumors on her liver. Help her know she's not alone as she prepares. And we lift up Luke's mom, Eleanor, who's in the hospital with a UTI, hoping to be discharged today. God, we pray for Jeff's cousin, Kevin, who is having a bone marrow transplant because his cancer has recurred, and for Kevin's son, Brandon, who is the donor. Bless their family in this difficult time. Hear our prayers for Kate as she heals from the bulging discs in her neck and back. We are so grateful that she was feeling strong enough to go back to her apartment this weekend. God, we pray for a grandson who is having serious health issues, for Tara's family as her father heals after a hospitalization, and for her niece, Raven, who will give birth to baby Enzo in just a few weeks, and for Enzo, who will need